is not good at all. As you heard just now, the advisory has been upgraded to a hurricane warning. We've been having a lot of wind that is in excess of hurricane strength, category one hurricane strength, and we are getting a lot of reports of damage. There are a number of reports of damage to roofs, roofs being off entirely, some roofs collapsing in. There's significant water damage, and there's a lot of flying debris, a lot of flying debris. This is affecting, the majority of reports that we're getting coming in seem to be coming from the Christchurch area, the south, in particular out by Charnox and the area that would comprise actually Christchurch East. And persons are understandably afraid, but we're asking people, try to be safe. I have just come off the phone with some people whose house roof was in the process of coming off, and they wanted to know what to do. In these circumstances, I advise you please to seek safe shelter somewhere else, provided it is safe to do so. So in this particular situation, those persons were in the house, they were trying to get out, and there was debris flying, there was galvanized flying, a tree had just collapsed. Look, there's no magic solution to this. You have to be safe. You have to do what you need to do when it is safe to do so. If your house is compromised and you can get safely to a neighbor, then please get to that neighbor. If it is not safe to cross an open area to get to the neighbor, then shelter as best you can where you are, because you at least know the situation where you are. And when you get a chance, then make your way there. Barbadians, we have been known all the time as being our brother's keeper. Today is that day that I need you to open your door. If your neighbor's roof is coming off, invite your neighbor in by you. Ask them to come across. Convince them to leave where they are to come to safety if where you are is more safe. It is a very dangerous time now to be trying to change locations, because we are getting tremendous force winds at the moment, and the worst has not yet happened. We are expecting more severe winds within the next half hour to an hour. So please be aware of that. The other thing, we will try to get to you as soon as we can. We've been compiling the list. We have the information on the persons who have called in or who have messaged in. We're now including another number for WhatsApping. That is 266-0918. 266-0918. Please WhatsApp in with as much detail as you can, because that helps us to... When you hear an alarm like that, is never a good thing. Please help us to help you. Provide as much information as you can, pictures if you have them, so we know what it is that we're dealing with. We are unable at this point in time to get assistance to you. We cannot have the first responders or the emergency response persons out at this time, because their safety is important as well. As soon as we are in a position to get assistance to you, we will. The ability to get that assistance to you and the assistance that you actually need is dependent on the information that you supply to us now. So please supply thorough information with contact numbers, locations, and details of the damage, so we know what it is that we have to send to or bring to you, or if we have to try to find accommodation for you, we can do all of that. All know where the winds are going, right? So that as soon as they ease sufficiently, we can get to you to give you what it is that you actually need. Barbados, I am asking you, please, to be safe. The number one priority, we have had no reports of serious injury or loss of life. I would like to keep it that way. Property can replace. You can get assistance to replace your house, to fix your house. All material things can be replaced. A life cannot be replaced. Please be safe and exercise common sense in making your next decision. I'm going to turn you over to the director of DEM for any input that she may wish to have.
Good morning, Barbados. I wish to reemphasize the need for you to stay indoors and be safe. The numbers here at the Department of Emergency Management and the National Emergency Operations Center, 438-7575, if you need to report any damage. The minister would also have given the WhatsApp number 266-0918, and we will be here to take that information for you. We hope that you can stay indoors, stay safe, because we are in the brunt of the weather at this point in time. Just to remind, the various agencies are here at the National Emergency Operations Center, and they're working to prioritize the various reports that we are getting at this time. And once it is safe to do so, then we will respond.
Across the entire island is being affected. I don't want to start to narrow it down to particular areas, but we're getting reports of damage across the entire island. We're also getting reports of power outages. The power is out in many parts of the island, and we have been advised that it is likely to go. So if you have power, just please make your arrangements now, because it is likely to go as the winds continue to affect the network system and the grid. So the utilities cannot come out now to fix power. We've been getting calls from people asking, saying that the power is out, that they need this assistance or they need other assistance. All we can do right now is take your information, compile it, and get the response ready for when it is safe to do so. The utilities or the emergency services cannot get to you at this point in time, but we will get to you as soon as it is safe to do so. So please send the information in to us. WhatsApp number 266-0918, 266-0918, and we will continue to update you as circumstances warrant. Barbados, Barbadians, please be safe. Our principal concern now is for safety of lives. Please be safe. Minister.